Due to the highly intense and sinister nature of this program, the producers insist that every person in attendance personally sign a certificate of assurance before being admitted into the theater, certifying each patron of sound mind and body, and that in the event of a coronary insanity or death suffered due to the program, the producers or theater cannot be held liable in any way. Certificates will be handed out for your signing prior to ticket purchase at the box office by special uniformed attendants. A nurse is in attendance at the theater, providing free blood pressure tests to anyone requesting such.
Welcome to the Skyland Drive-In Theater. My name is none other than Elvis Snodgrass. Won't remind you some of the great movies we got coming up here. Next weekend, we got The Bride of the Monster, starring Bela Lugosi. Yes, about a mad scientist and his huge lab assistant and a giant octopus that terrifies anyone entering the swamp near his house. That should be a real good movie. The theater's not going to be responsible for you being scared to death. So make your plans on coming to see that. Your moms and dads out there, you got the kids in the car with you? Well, if you have, the restrooms are on either side of the concession stand here, and the playground's right in front of the big screen down there. In fact, that screen is the biggest in the state of South Carolina, the Skyland Drive-In Theater. Let's have some great music for you right now.
Dana. We made it.
You're always recording. I don't know.
It's a little wet out there, but we made it to the Skyline Drive-In in Shelbyville, Indiana.
I told Steve, we cannot catch a break. Every big thing we go to, we get poured rain.
Well, we get some other. Like, there was like a bridge out, and we had to take a back road tour, and then...
To the back road.
Yeah, we had to go back on the back roads, but we are here. We set up our tent in the rain, and we're ready to...
We do have our tent set up, but I do believe the clouds are breaking a little bit.
Yeah, it's just sprinkling a little, mildly sprinkling. We're here for the all-night movie thing, and we're going to see Chopping Mall, the new, is it 4K? I think it's 4K transfer with Jim Wynorski present.
Is it a 4K transfer? Is this digital?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's 4K, but, I mean, it's going to be on DVD, so it's not...
And Jim Wynorski is supposed to be here. Of course, I haven't seen him, but he might be here later.
Yeah, and they may have some Blu-rays on sale, but they're like $27 on Amazon, so...
Well, I only got $30 in cash, so...
Yeah, we...
and I got to use some of that for food,
right.
So... Unless these vendors are taking cards...
I don't think the vendors, I don't know. The food store court thing might take them, but Jim Wynorski directed the next movie. They're going to show a Sharkensaw prison massacre.
What is a fracking environmental accident?
Fracking is where they dig in for like coal or something, and they use water.
I thought they were not wanting to say fuck.
No, it's
saying fracking.
No, it's fracking.
Okay. Sorry, but...
That one I'm not too interested in, but I'll try to watch a little bit of it. And then Super Vixens, but Russ Meyer, I want to see that if I can. Death Race, I've already seen. So Dana
wants to sleep through that.
I want
to
sleep through that one so I can get the Werewolves on Wheels.
That's when I'm supposed to wake Steve up if he's not already awake.
Yeah.
And, I don't think these people are going too fast on their tent building right now.
No, but they're drier than we were.
Yeah, well, Steve said he didn't want to be putting up the tent in the dark, and so we went on and put it up and got wet.
Yeah, so, it'll dry. Everything dries, but, so we're going to, and they do have vendors here.
And what is going on with that? Is it you got your phone synced with that?
Mama hung up, and I didn't.
Oh.
I think.
I wonder if she can still hear. Oh, she didn't hear me say
no.
What I said. So we don't know.
But anyway, I can fix it real quick. Blu-ray off. That fixed it.
Okay.
So
phone disconnected.
I know. So anyway, they do have vendors here, which surprised
me. And Ellie Church is here.
Yeah, from the great Harvest Lake.
Harvest Lake.
Which was
an abomination of a movie.
They're signed copies up there, but I mean, it's not...
Well, better go get one.
Yeah, well, it was okay. I'm not going to say it was great, but it was...
I hated it.
It impressed me with some of the effects, but, you know, other effects it didn't, but...
I threatened to go up to Ellie Church and tell her how much I hated that movie.
Well, Time to Kill, I thought, would be a little better, but it was...
Oh, that was that crazy
movie. Yeah, that... I didn't
that wasn't
care,
good either.
Care for that one, but anyway, Severin's here, which has surprised the shit out of me. And
so
then,
all you naysayers that probably say we're stupid for going out to driving in the middle of nowhere.
We already spent... I spent my money last weekend or so with Severin. But
they'll see Steve and they'll be like, hey,
nah,
this is the guy.
I don't think these are the same guys, I bet, but who knows. But and then there's a bunch of people selling VHS and stuff, which, okay. But
there's Blu-rays. And,
there's some, but, you
and
know.
Records, there's some vinyl.
Yeah, Severin's got some Blu-rays and stuff like that. Of course, it rains, so it's pretty shitty right now. But, I mean, it is drying up, hopefully.
There's those dogs. Somebody's
yeah.
And you can bring your dogs, but we opted not to bring our three
dogs.
Well,
they said they had to be on leashes, but I don't see nobody caring about that guy walking around.
Uh-uh.
But
our dogs would have went ape as soon as they saw that.
They would have ran for people and wanted to lick them.
Yeah, probably.
But, so we're in this, they would have chased those dogs and then caused a big mess. But I guess we're going to take a break and we might go get something to eat. Or
I already had Long John Silver's earlier. I stopped in Seymour or wherever the heck we were at.
Sellersburg, somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere along the way. And Steve said, there's a Long John Silver's, and he took me there. And I got a $5
foot long.
No, I didn't get a $5
foot long snake fish sandwich.
No, it was I mean, it was fish, but it wasn't a fish sandwich.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're out of here. And we'll try to come back a little later.
Bye.
Yeah.
Enter Death's waiting room, if you dare.
No! No!
Below the crypt lies the vault of horror. A treasure chest of the macabre, filled with madness, voodoo, vampires, torture and terror. All the things that make life worth living. The Vault of Horror from Cinerama Releasing. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. The Vault of Horror. It has all the things that make life worth living.
You know, have you ever noticed that the food right here at this concession stand at the Skyland Drive-In Theater is so much better than what you're going to bring from home or buy on the way to the drive-in? I want to tell you something. You can come in our concession stand here and get the experience of a lifetime. An atmosphere that's unlike any other you're going to find anywhere else, because food's all part of the fun when you come to the drive-in movie, and the restrooms are right around the corner. Got all kind of soft drinks here. Fresh from the fountain, Coca-Cola. We got Fanta orange, grape, strawberry, and don't forget we got Sprite too. And we have delicious coffee and hot chocolate for the adults out there. Favorite candy bars are here. We got Baby Ruth, Zagnut, Zeros, Chicken Dinner, Bit of Honey, Snickers, Milky Way, and all are only 15 cents. The concession stand's open. Come on down and have some fun and get some good food for the family. Let's have some more music for you right now.
All right, as we watch a boring old Santo movie. Which,
well, I didn't think Steve would ever say a Santo movie.
Well, this is old. I mean, 60, I don't like it. I mean, it's just boring. It's not like monsters and stuff in it. But anyway, we made it back alive from the drive-in.
Steve didn't think he was going to make it back alive.
Well, I'm still surprised I'm up and walking around.
I got really sleepy on the way home when we were almost back home.
And we found out my GPS is out. I can't update maps.
Seriously outdated.
But even if it did, it still took me out of the way.
It took you almost like in a big square or circle or something.
I mean,
Steve was getting mad.
Well, there were some other reasons. They had a bridge closed. But anyway, they showed the new transfer of Chopping Mall, which I guess I would say it looked really good.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, they were playing Blu-ray. They got Blu-ray. They can just hook a Blu-ray player up and project that.
Yeah.
So it looked good. I mean, I hadn't seen it in a while. It does move along pretty quickly, so that's a plus.
I thought it was actually shorter than it was, but I guess that's because I didn't consider that the fight between the kids and the killbots went on for longer.
Well, one thing before the actual movie, they had some burlesque dancers up there, the Rocket Girls. Dana,
I had no idea what burlesque dancers were.
You don't know? Well, they're not strippers. They just titillate you. They don't. They don't do lap dances or nothing. They do just like dance routine.
They bend over and show their butt. And
yeah, but they're clothed.
They have tassels on their nipples.
So. Yeah, and of course, they all covered with tattoos for some reason. I guess that's the new thing. This retro, it's like new retro or neo retro, where they all look like pinup models, but they all have tattoos.
Well, and one thing I was happy to see. They didn't all have to be like super skinny, super fit chicks.
No, they were more curvy, and that's another thing about that kind of thing. But anyway, we went up there because I guess everybody in the freaking place went up there, and I just wanted to do something. So we went up there and watched a couple, and after a while I got tired. And so we went back and sat down and waited for the movie to start. And then,
do you want to talk about some of the vendors?
Yeah, we can. I mean, it was a little surprising that Seven was there. Like I said, I guess we didn't say that, but they were just out. I mean, this is out in the middle of nowhere, kinda.
Shelbyville, Indiana.
And they had some guys there. A lot of people there were trying to sell VHS, which I've seen some people, I don't know, maybe one or a couple people buying them. But, I mean, I just went over there a few times just out of boredom because we were there so early.
And there were posters there, but they were way...
Well, I think those were from Severin, too. Or at least, no, not all of them. No, that was for another guy.
Yeah.
He had VHS, too.
But, like, some of the posters were, like, $100, $100.
$50 for the Suspiria one.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's whatever. I guess for the middle of nowhere, I mean, like, it wasn't something I was wanting to purchase for sure. I mean, Severin had, they had one Blu-ray I was thinking about getting, but.
But was it that one you were looking at?
Yeah, the Sexploitation show or something.
Oh, well, that Queen of Blood you were looking at.
I was looking at it, but that's that Chris Alexander, who he was the editor of Fangoria for a while.
Oh, Chris Alexander.
And it's only like 77 minutes. It's a newer, it's this movie, and it's like, I'm not probably paying
well,
20
who's
bucks.
Who's even the editor of Fangoria now?
Oh, I don't know. But, I mean, and, you know, I think the last show we were talking about Ellie Church, and she was there with, I guess, the people who made Harvest Creek, Harvest Lake.
And they had that movie there.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny because I guess Ellie Church knew these other people that had a tent kind of close to it or in back of us. Because, like, the next thing you know, she was, like, hanging out with them.
Yeah, things got a little bit... I guess more loose when they start selling booze. But
yeah.
Anyway, we watched the Chopping Mall, and then after that they showed a couple trailers. One was pretty funny, or one that Angel's Brigade that was on Mystery Science Theater, and I got the DVD of
was
it.
Was that when they showed the Jezebels or Switchblade Sisters?
But that I didn't know Grey Don Clark directed the Angel's Brigade.
Oh.
But anyway, then they announced that Jim Wynorski was there, and I mean, it was, I don't know, 10-ish? Or maybe it was after that movie. I think it was after that, so it was almost midnight.
After that, Shark and Saw.
Yeah, it was after that. Yeah, after that, the next movie was Shark and Saw Women's Prison Massacre, which was,
I didn't care.
No, it was horrible. So I decided to take a nap. And then after that,
I kind of watched it on and off, but I wasn't paying close
attention. After that, I mean, everybody kind of, you know, it was close to 2 o'clock or at least 1 o'clock or something, and they kind of simmered down. And then they showed Super Vixen on 35 millimeter, which I hadn't seen in a while.
That movie was a crazy movie.
God, there's so many big titties in that movie. It was.
Well, it was a Russ Meyer movie.
Yes, the guy's wife, who was a bitch at the beginning, she was super hot and very curvy. But boy, it was so funny when she'd get on people calling faggots.
And she called the wrong guy one.
But yeah, that was crazy. It was a lot of boobies. And this one guy got in trouble with all kinds of fathers and husbands trying to get away.
All these chicks just kept coming on to him. These chicks with these great big boobies.
I know, even the black chick's boob looked just like all the other boobs, except a little darker. It was.
And there was a, what was she, Austrian?
Yeah,
this old guy, this old
Erska,
farmer had an
it's like
Austrian
Uska
wife.
Uska or Dizard or something like that. I've seen her. She's been a lot of.
But she kept wanting to have sex with that dude all
She's
the
a
time.
Very good color. You know what I mean? Her body, her skin color is very.
Her skin tones were
yes,
nice.
Yes, very nice. But anyway.
Even for an old film.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt very seriously, though, she looks like that.
No, she probably looks like Granny's granny, but now, but.
Those boobs are probably sagging to her knees or.
But, so, after that came Death Race 2000, which I was out.
Which I thought I had never seen it before, so I wanted to watch it. Which I thought was pretty decent. A little bit crazy in spots. There was a guy named, that David Carradine played. They called him Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And then Sylvester Stallone was in it.
Well, I liked it because they got points when they
hit
people.
Yeah, like if they hit kids, they got more. Yeah. And if they hit old people, they got a ton of points. And they, like, went super crazy and was killing their, running over their pet people, you know, that was supposed to fix their cars.
So,
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fun movie. And then it's, I don't know, around 3 or so, 4, they showed Werewolves on Wheels.
Yeah, it was about 4 o'clock.
And the thing is, if you ever go to a drive-in, I mean, especially, I mean, of
but
course.
But I zoned out during Werewolves on Wheels.
Well, I was, like, in and out. And
I kept waiting for the Werewolves
on
Wheels.
Yeah, that's the thing with that movie.
Hey, Dennis Christopher's on
Hey, that. He's Leech.
Yeah, but anyway.
But, what was the fuck else?
We were talking about Werewolves
on
Wheels.
Okay. What I was going to say is, if you're going to stay in your car, you could. This place only has the audio going through an FM station they have there. So, other like the Georgetown has the little speakers you can put in your car or listen to it outside or whatever. But if you want to, the people next to us actually had like a boom box and it. That's what I was using.
They played it most of the time.
Yeah.
Up in the morning sometime.
But somebody behind us had some.
I know. I was like, I can still hear that, but I know those people went in their tent and turned theirs off. I guess they went to sleep.
But, yeah, we're definitely going to get a cheap boombox for that because got to have that. Especially going to be outside in the car is okay. But, and plus, it was rainy because I would have left the. But
we got rained on putting up the tent and got rained on taking the tent down this morning.
Yeah.
So.
I watched a lot of the, but I did zone out at the end. of I didn't get to see the werewolves.
No, I think Steve fell asleep in the chair.
Yeah.
Because he had the chair and the tent.
Well, I mean, every little bit, you would hear a little bit of rain drop on the tent.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, it was...
I had a good time. I told Steve that I enjoyed it. I'd like to do it again, but I don't know if I could ever get Steve
well,
to
we'll
do
see,
it again.
But maybe. We'll see.
It was next, very hard on Steve.
Well, the thing was, I only slept, like, in little spurts, and then at the end, we went to sleep about 6 or 5:36 or something. And
they had breakfast. They started serving breakfast at
4
in the morning. And they were going to serve it until 11.
Yeah.
But when we left, and what time did we leave?
7:30.
There, nobody else was up moving around or anything.
No.
So.
No, there's nobody. Nobody else except the one dude inside that I saw. Yeah, it was...
When the concession...
And then, yeah, we had to put everything in the car and drive.
And we wanted to go to the bathroom, too, before we left out.
But, yeah. It was an interesting time.
If you haven't had the driving experience...
And well, here's the thing.
You should definitely check this place out.
Yeah, it's a good place, and I mean, also... The Georgetown drive-in is closer, and it has a feel of an older type drive-in because they got the little speakers,
mm-hmm.
and it's just some of the atmosphere. I noticed last time we were there, this seemed like an old time or older stuff, and of course
they
closed at the end of September now, so
I don't think Georgetown.
No, they
drive-in will allow you to take your pets only on certain.
Well, there was like big. It was like a bunch of restrictions. Like you had to have paperwork and all this other junk. It's like
and the Skyline was like,
we don't
pets care. Are welcome. You know, dogs
yeah.
are welcome.
Well, I mean, until somebody gets bit or something crazy.
Well, I guess nothing. And a duck showed up at
yeah,
the drive-in, and it must be a duck that shows up there every night or something.
Well, at least during the...
Looking, well, when it's in season to, you know, I guess hoping that somebody will throw part of a bun down for it or something.
But I thought, I probably on borrowed time until I crash, but I thought we would watch a few movies they're going to show at the Skyline tonight. I Drink Your Blood, which I haven't seen in a while.
Which has Lynn Lowry on it.
Yeah. And then also... Dana. I was going to say Linnea. Dana has not seen Ilsa She-Wolf of the SS. So I want to watch that and see what she thinks of that. That dude couldn't even say it that one podcast we were listening to.
Is he the one that didn't know what Videodrome was?
He didn't know anything about David Cronenberg. I was like, really?
But speaking of Jim Wynorski, I think I may have seen him. Steve didn't, but I had to go to the bathroom, and then I had to stand in line for a little bit to get popcorn and a drink. And this guy came in there that looked a lot like Jim Wynorski. If it wasn't him, he looked quite a bit like him. Of course... A lot of people have seen Jim Wynorski when he was younger, you know, in interviews and things like that. And actually, I interviewed him back when I was...
You should have said, hey, remember me?
Well, I wasn't 100% sure that was Jim Wynorski.
I would have said it anyway and see what the person said.
And they might have looked at me like I was crazy.
I know. Well, that's the way I look at you.
Yeah, thanks.
But... So we're going to try that, and also I want to try to see if we can maybe watch the Rob Zombie 31, Dana. 31.
Do you know what the 31 alludes to? Okay.
No, but I got the kind of the idea of the movie. Okay. It's like Running Man. Well, our buddy Kyle from Blood Bass and Boomstinks calls it like Running Man with midgets. With a lot of more midgets,
okay.
So I want to see what that's about. But,
yeah, that kind of makes me want to see
So,
it.
we're going to try to check out those, and then we'll be back and see how it goes.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, prepare yourself for the most gruesome and grotesque horror film experience of them all. The Bloodorama Shock Festival. Vampires, ghouls, half-human monsters, and creatures from the world of the undead all join together in one fright-filled, fantastic cavalcade of the weird and bizarre. The Bloodorama Shock Festival. Are you ready for more than 4 hours of chill-crammed terror? Join Christopher Lee, Greta Tyson, Ken Taylor, and John Ashley in search of new, hideous horrors. You'll see men turn into maniacs, and dead beings turn into living, breathing, unholy beasts that kill at the command of a half-mad fiend. It's all there and in bloodletting, gory color. Don't be afraid. See the Bloodorama Shock Festival. If you dare.
Now, here we go. So, Dana, we checked out Rob Zombie's newest movie, 31. And it's kind of like, someone said it was, Kyle said it was the Running Man with 100% more midgets, which... trying to remember how many midgets there were. It was only that one guy, right?
Yeah.
So, but it's like...
Well, there weren't any midgets in Running Man, were there?
No, that's why it's 100% more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, I guess it's a weird crew of people in October 31st, 1976.
Yeah, and... I think this has been said before about Rob Zombie, so I'm probably just repeating what somebody else has already said. But I have to agree that every time he puts characters in a movie, they always have to be of the white trash variety. I mean, every single time, it doesn't matter. I mean, it might work for some of his movies. Of course, it didn't work for me at all with the Halloween remake. By making everybody white trash.
Well, there's one thing I'll say about this movie. No one's wearing any makeup. Except, the couple characters
that are supposed to be wearing.
But, yeah, it's a weird mix of people.
Meg Foster's on it. Yeah. At first I thought Meg Foster looked better than she did in Lords of Salem. But then I had to... I'm sorry, Meg Foster, if you ever were to hear this. But I don't know what... I mean, I know people get old, but I don't know what the hell has happened to that woman.
It just seems like she's really not ate anything, and she's been out in the sun forever, because she looks leathery.
I don't know, but the poor woman looks bad, and...
Well, I mean...
She was a pretty, good-looking woman when she was younger, and everybody talked about her eyes, and now... I don't think anybody focuses on their eyes. I'm not trying to be ugly about it, Steve. I'm just saying they can't get past how worn the poor woman looks. She looks like she's been drugged through hell and back or something. And maybe she's had a hard life. I don't know.
Well, anyway, let's... there are some Rob Zombie regulars, which a lot of this movie has...
His wife.
Well, yeah, of course. That's the regular. The guy who's on Devil's Rejects says, "You ain't gonna fuck his chicken, are you?" He's yes. He's the driver, but they're traveling around in this van, and they
what are they, carny people?
I don't know. It's like I think Meg Foster's supposed to be like a card reader, a tarot reader.
Yeah, tarot card reader.
But anyway, but it's like a mini carnival or travel show. But anyway, they get stopped because there's stuff in the road, and then they get attacked, and some of them get killed, and others get dragged into this game of 31, which...
By a bunch of, I guess it's rich old people.
Well, they got powdered wigs.
They want to dress like English people or aristocrats from...
Way back. Yeah, they're like Malcolm McDowell's
I even forgot about Malcolm McDowell being in it and forgot to look for him. He was one of the crazies in, I guess.
But then after that, they have to survive If they could survive 12 hours, they'd get away, apparently.
Yeah, if they can survive the night, I guess, and get into November 1st, then
but
live.
It, I mean, that's the gist of it, but, I mean, did you think it was better, or...
I thought it was going to be better than Lords of Salem, but I don't know. I used to say that Rob Zombie, as long as he was making his own films, they were okay. But that was back when he was making House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects. What else has he made besides Lords of Salem?
The Halloween movies. It's better than Halloween movies.
Well, I don't even consider the I'm talking about stuff that was his own stuff, not a remake for me.
I can't decide which is better, this or Lords of Salem. Now,
they both were not really, in my opinion, good movies.
Well, they were a lot watchable than in Halloween and Halloween 2, so...
Well, I'm just, like I said, I'm talking about his collection of work that's
his. Halloween 2 was his own work, and that was horrible.
Well, it was still had a name that, you know, if you call something Halloween 2, people are going to assume that you're remaking the old Halloween 2.
Well, whatever.
2.
But anyway.
Well, wouldn't you agree with that?
I would agree, but I mean, really,
if
it's got nothing to do with Halloween 2 other than... his name.
If you're going to make a totally different thing, then don't call it Halloween 2. But, okay.
But,
I don't know. I just wasn't fond of this, and I really wasn't fond of Lords of Salem either. So, I didn't hate it.
Linnea, stop barking.
But I didn't love it either. We'll just say that.
I mean, I'd probably watch it again, but Not soon.
I mean, I liked it better when he had all out crazy people living in a farmhouse or whatever. To me, that was kind of like Texas Chainsaw.
But I do like the Doomhead character, the main killer guy. He was pretty interesting.
What the
Doomhead? That's the guy, the main guy at the beginning, and the main guy at the end. So I mean, that was interesting. So. But, I mean, it's not, I would say it's not terrible, and it's not great, so I'm going to go get her, because I'm going to kick that dog in the face.
Steve, I wouldn't report that.
I'm going to kick you, Mary! Nice!
Was you recording when you said that?
I'm still recording. I'm not going to kick.
Steve's not going to kick our dog, so don't anybody call Peter.
I'm just chasing her. Because she wants somebody to chase her. But anyway, I'd say check it out. And,
check it out. I mean, it's worth checking out if you're interested.
Well, that brings us to our little double feature of the movies playing at the Skyline that
we weren't able to say.
And just now recovering.
Well, I think I'm recovered. I think Steve's still recovering.
But... we watched first I Drink Your Blood, which I haven't seen in a very long time.
I
haven't
either.
I don't know if I have this particular DVD, but Dana has one. It was like the original XXX cut or something. And I was like, what?
Unseen.
I was expecting some type of
porn
insert or something.
I was pretty daggone sure there wasn't any porn inserts in it.
But no, there was no porn insert. I guess because some of the violence... But I don't remember seeing anything that was too different from what I saw before. But
Steve couldn't find his copy, and he accused me of taking his.
I did, and we had a big argument, and law was called out, and then Dana decided to drop, you know, she wasn't going to press any charges.
Whatever.
But anyway, it was... every time I watch this movie, I get really... upset because the kid is the main bad person because he infected these people with rabies.
Yeah, but he wasn't trying to be bad. He inadvertently caused insanity to ensue in this movie.
He caused the murders of about, I would say, a good 30 people, 25 people. So, So, but anyway.
But he's a kid. He didn't understand the implications.
I know.
Really.
But this movie is really crazy, and I like it to watch it every now and again because of how crazy it is, and it's almost like a zombie movie or one of these. It's one of those like rage diseases now they have instead of zombies,
yeah,
where people get crazy. And then I didn't know people with rabies would be afraid of water.
And I think a lot of this was
made
stretched.
Up. Yeah.
The truth was.
And they act like if you get rabies, you're fucking done, son.
I know, and this
no
was
cure.
More. This was a more modern times. The only times you would die of it is before they had a rabies vaccine, and that was out in the Old West or something. You know, the pioneer days.
Yeah.
That's when people died of rabies.
I think the thing was before you got the symptoms, you could be cured. Or something.
Yeah, I think there was something about it once the. I think that they had an episode of Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, about. My mom watched this, okay? And I just happened to be in there on this particular show night. And I think they said on there that once the symptoms start appearing, then you can't do anything for the person.
And that's a wonder that. I don't know, I guess they don't own it, but Grindhouse. Releasing put this out on DVD, and it's a wonder that they hadn't put this out.
Mine
on Blu-ray.
Fangoria and that box office spectacular.
Yeah.
I don't think they put out very many.
I don't think they put out mine, but I'd have to look at it. But that if you hadn't seen this one, it's pretty cool to track down and watch. I mean,
and for those of you out there that make fun of Lynn Lowry now, Lynn Lowry was, you know, she doesn't say anything in this movie because she's supposed to be mute. But Steve even said she looked pretty good.
Oh, I had no, yeah, when she was young, she was really attractive.
But now everybody wants to make fun of her.
I mean, she's an old lady. I mean, wait till you get old.
But I met her, you know? The first time I ever went to Wasteland before I knew any of the people I hang out with now, I went in 2004, and Lynn Lowry was there, and I met and talked to her, and she was really nice, and she signed a picture I picked from I Drink Your Blood, the one where she's holding the severed hand. And I don't know. I mean, she's just a nice lady, so I don't see why you would make fun of her. Maybe they told her to act silly like that in the movie.
Well, anyway, but I guess to give a brief story on it, it's kind of a hippie group of Satan worshipers get in this town. The town's pretty abandoned for some reason because they're working on a dam.
They're kind of an eclectic group.
Yeah, I mean, you got a black guy, you got an old Chinese lady, and an Indian looking dude who's the main guy.
The leader who's trying to be like Manson, I guess.
And I love the one thing where at the beginning, they're in this van or something, and one of the dudes is asleep, and they're getting ready to leave because they ran out of gas, and he thought it would be funny to push it down a hill while that guy's still in there.
And then there's a blonde guy that's with them that doesn't really... He just was doing it for kicks, he said. And he didn't believe in the Satan worshiping stuff. But anyways, it was nice to go back and watch this again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like Steve says, it's just so crazy that, you know, you could... I wouldn't want to, you know, watch it if you were inebriated or you were...
Why?
Like, I'm talking about really drunk, Steve.
All right, well,
or
anyway.
Or you were taking any psychedelic drugs while watching it because it might cause you to freak out or something. But other than that...
I might freak the fuck out.
Somebody might. Remember they were talking about LSD, that the kid said that L stuff?
Yeah. So,
they gave it to his grandpa.
So definitely check that one out if you haven't already. But the next one is Elsa, She-Wolf of the SS, which Dana had never seen before. And Diane Thorne's in it.
Diane Thorne, how old was she when she made this movie?
No idea. But, I mean, I would say 30s at the least.
But she's supposed to be real sexy. In the first scene you see her, she's riding this guy. I'm like, okay, well, this is exploitation.
I thought Dana, because they filmed it on the sets of Hogan's Heroes, which had been off the air for a little bit.
And I told Steve, I said, I'm sure the anybody associated with Hogan's Heroes was pleased. It's going to be about them coming on there.
And this was banned. I'm pretty sure it had to be a video nasty.
I'm sure it was.
It was banned because of the violence in it. I mean, it's tortured women, tortured men, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they cut guys' balls off. And
they tortured everybody.
Oh, which, speaking of that, we got to talk about that other movie that we watched before those.
Oh, yeah, I even forgot. See how much I can remember.
I remembered when I was talking about cutting the balls off.
Yeah. Well, but, let's finish this one up. But okay. Elsa is a, I guess.
They call her a commandant or whatever.
But the thing about this was, they had, like, I would say three sequels to this one, and one was kind of a Jess Franco unofficial thing, but it was retitled. But she apparently gets killed in it, but of course they bring her back to a modern time, so it's like 30 years after, so she'd be like 60s back, you know, it was in the 70s, so she'd have been about 60 or so years old, but it's kind of funny.
And the original Ilsa was directed by the late, great Don Edmonds, and Steve reminded me.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun because they were all at Wasteland and talking about it and stuff.
And I said, I'm sure Don Edmonds was more proud of this movie than Terror on Tour.
Or Home Sweet Home, which I guess he just acted in. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
But, yeah.
But
and then these movies go for quite a lot.
Steve fell asleep during the last part of.
Well, I was the one that was I just wiped out.
But when you say it was banned, was it just banned over in England or was it banned over here?
Nah, I don't think it's banned here.
Okay, because I was gonna say if it was banned here,
I don't know. I'm not specific, but I mean, they used that in the marketing too, so it could be. But I'm pretty. I mean, if all these other movies were coming on V8. Talk about video nasties. There's no way this wasn't.
Well, and I told Steve this was, because he asked me it towards the middle of it what I thought of it. And I said, well, it's your.
Wait a second. Wait, ready? Get your. Oh, shit.
Steve's playing a wrestling
game. All right, go ahead.
This is exploitation fair at its finest or worst or whatever you want. Way you want to look at it, because it has all the hallmarks of an exploitation movie. I mean, like sex, you know, a bunch of sex in it, a bunch of violence, a bunch of torture, needless torture. And this one had the highlight of Ilsa urinating on another guy.
Was she crying at the same time?
Yeah, I think she was. Right. And he told her she needed to do something to, like, get him really excited, I guess. And Steve dozed completely off, but I kind of...
You rubbed a little bit on yourself?
No, Steve. Oh. I'll make you take that out. I dozed off right before she urinated on this guy.
And you woke up when he was peeing?
And I woke up and she was going, like that. And I heard something, you know, like a spray. And I thought, oh, my God.
A spray.
She's urinating on him.
Oh, my.
But anyway, it had that little extra added bonus, I guess.
And then there was a box set of this, all these movies together on DVD, and they went for a lot. So, and some dude was actually wearing a freaking T-shirt with that on it, which I'm not.
What, the Skyline?
Yeah, I told you, the guy right next to us.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna wear a T-shirt with a Nazi symbol or a swastika on him. I've got some Ilsa shirts in there, but I'm not, because somebody gave them to me.
Do they have swastikas?
I think so. I don't know. But, I mean, I just can't wear nothing like that. I just think that's really bad taste. Now,
I wouldn't want to, only because of the Nazi symbol. If it didn't have the Nazi symbol on it, maybe.
Yeah, there's like some other movies, like the posters. There's, I mean, obviously the first poster is really, I guess, want, somebody wants to collect it and stuff. But they had other posters, like she was a, was he She-Wolf of Siberia or something? I can't remember what the, there's a, I mean, there's a bunch, the other movies posters are pretty cool too.
Didn't you see Diane Thorne at Wasteland?
Yeah, with her husband who, I guess they had a, they're a package deal, so he had to talk, and I don't know if he was any, I think he might have been in some of the later movies.
So you went to like one of those Q&As?
Yeah, of course she wore glasses. I don't, I think, I can't remember ever seeing her without these big sunglasses, so you couldn't really see her age, but I mean obviously she was probably in her 60s or 70s.
But she didn't go up and actually meet.
No, I decided I just didn't want to. I don't know why. But anyway, it was. So if you haven't seen that one, you might want to find that one somewhere.
It was interesting, and probably wasn't this one that probably went through the drive-in circuit when drive-ins were big.
Of course.
Like Mark of the Devil and stuff like that, which. Yeah. This remind the exploitation part, not the not necessarily the sex part, but the torture.
Yeah,
the
it's
women.
Torture porn before torture porn.
Well,
I mean it was. It's nothing you can say against it. There's no difference in this and other stuff.
I don't think it was pornography.
No,
though.
It's not pornography, but I mean it's torture. So
it's torture because they were sticking some electrified dildo these women, and they were I mean you didn't see it happening, but you knew what was happening, and things, you know, on their breast, and you know, just different things where they were just, they tortured this one poor girl half the movie, and they did everything to her. I guess they burn her, and
yeah,
and they gave one girl syphilis, and she had big old things growing on the, so like tumors growing on the side of her face, and
but stuff. It's, I mean, it's part of, you know, if you're in into exploitation, this is probably
if
one of the big ones.
If you're an exploitation completist, then maybe.
And plus, Dana hadn't seen it, so I thought, you know, it's very rarely, I think, for both of us to see something that we haven't seen.
And there's a ton of knockoffs out there.
Yeah,
that
I
came
mean,
out.
Well, there's a lot of Italian, a lot of this stuff, especially like, you know, if you want to talk about Nazi exploitation. There's tons of it, and a lot of it was made over in Italy and some other, like, German, even, well, not Germany can't make anything like this. There was a law back then.
No, that probably,
and,
yeah.
But there, I mean, there's, like, Salon Kitty and some other stuff, and, like, Last Orgy of the Gestapo. I mean, there's tons of these.
What was there? There was one, and they called this the, like, Camp 9 or whatever on here. But I was thinking there was like...
There's something called Love Camp something.
Yeah, and...
Beast.
Hail, in their SS Hail Camp or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. But...
Could you see on these trailer compilations and things like that...
There's a whole trailer compilation, I think, from Full Moon of Nazi exploitation movies.
And I'm not saying that, like, I love this stuff, you know, that I just sit and it's... It's one of those things where you hear about it and you just want to watch it because you hear these things about it. It's not that, oh, I love watching Nazi stuff. No,
I think
that's the thing.
I think people watch, you know, you watch this stuff because of how over the top it is and how,
exactly.
You know, that's what a lot of exploitation movies take stuff a little too far, so you can't really take it too seriously.
But stuff that comes out now or that's come out in the last few years that they call torture porn.
There we go.
No.
Torture porn's gone, Dana. They don't make that no more.
No. Well, all right. A few years back when they were making it. Like, I saw
here
this.
Here we go.
I saw this one thing. What? I'm not going to talk about Hostel.
Okay. I was thinking that was coming.
No. I've said enough about Hostel. Probably giving Eli Roth too much credit. More than he needs. But there was a movie called, what was it called? Was it called Human Animals?
Human Beasts?
It was a movie that I think maybe Dead Pit sent me to review.
Oh.
So, but anyway, it was this farmer-looking guy kidnapped these teenagers or college students and kept them in his barn and would put bits in their mouth and did all kinds of things to them like they were, you know, animals. But I think he was, like, screwing the girls and, you know, he'd make them eat like animals and make them, you know, throw them in a stall with straw and stuff like that. And that kind of stuff is just, to me, that's not even
okay.
Exploitive entertainment. I don't know what that is.
All right, well, all righty.
Evidently, Steve has not seen that.
No, and I don't care. But anyway, this we're talking about drive-ins. There's some interesting news that we happen to see online, or actually, I don't know where we heard about it, but they're trying to build a new drive-in in a couple, about 10 or 15, 20 miles from here, which is kind of a new one. I've never heard of a new drive-in trying, you know, somebody trying to get built. And I thought that was, it's going to have two, well, if they get it, it'll have two.
Yeah, there's already protests about they're afraid too much traffic.
I mean, yeah, because, I mean, obviously they make these a little bit out in the country, and apparently they don't want, I mean, I mean, honestly, I don't know. There's a drive-in close by here, 30 miles, who they've been in business for a long time.
Georgetown?
Yeah, Georgetown, Indiana. And then, of course, we went to the one over in Shelbyville, Indiana, which has been around for quite a while, too.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing, you know, you got to find a niche, and I think both of those have done that. I mean, Georgetown does some older screenings sometimes, but the majority of their stuff is the new first
they
run stuff.
They can do the digital projection.
Yeah, they have both. They show older stuff too.
If you can do the digital projection too, I think you'll survive.
Well, they have to. That's the only way you can get newer movies now. There's no way to. So,
So, do you think we're gonna? Do you think it's going to catch on? And
no. I really don't. I'm not. I mean, maybe this drive-in will be, it'll have a little bit more, I don't know. It'll be diverse and have its own identity. But, I mean, just speaking out of its own, I just don't know.
And I don't know if they're trying to get the nostalgic market.
Well, if they only showed old or prints, they would still have to have a digital camera because some of the movies they no longer send out prints.
If they try to show only old stuff, though, here's what's going to happen. The people like us that like that kind of stuff
will go,
but families are not going to go.
Right, so they got to do both.
Yeah.
But we don't know anything other than that about them, so can't say much other than...
Yeah, it's not like we've been there.
We would. I mean, I'm sure we would try it out, depending on what it is. I mean, we were back from the drive-in, and last night, obviously, we made the right call. We couldn't go to the Georgetown drive-in, because they were going to show Christine, and then they were also going to show the Blair Witch, which I want to see that as well, and it would have been a great double feature, but we couldn't do it because we were half dead.
We couldn't hold our eyes open here, so...
I mean, and I'm still recovering, so it would just be a bad deal. So, luckily, some people would probably had a great time because I know they were fixing chili and stuff. And doing the...
And ribeye steak sandwiches.
Big steak sandwiches, which were always good.
But maybe we can, like, catch it next year or something.
Right. They only got one more weekend. And that's it. So, maybe we can catch it next weekend if it's real. It has anything really cool to show. But as Dana spoke, we saw a movie. We watched another movie. She remembered and I didn't. It's called the Ladies Club,
which is revenge.
And if you do happen to find this, a good thing would be to drink beer every time someone says a rape. Just take a shot or a twig.
You'll be drunk. So
because there's always talk. Pretty much every conversation is going to have the word rape in it a few times.
You know, it's funny though that we watched that and we didn't get to go see Christine at the drive-in because the woman that plays Arnie's mother on Christine was in this movie playing a doctor.
Well, it's police lady gets raped by three intruders, and somehow she gets like in a rape support group because they went to court and they turned it around.
Yeah, they had these guys wear white suits.
Yeah, they basically got away with it, and they start talking and maybe we should just castrate them or something, and then the balls go rolling. So what they do is they go out, they look up the rapist and try to figure out where he'll be. They drug him with some booze. It's got like knockout drugs in it. Right. Then they take him to the doctor, and then they castrate him, cut his balls off, and then dump him on the street.
Well, they took the first guy to a bowling alley. Yeah. He woke up screaming that he had no balls.
And it keeps going on and on. I won't give any more away, but it's just it's almost like a TV movie with a little bit more.
It's almost like an after school special.
Well, I wouldn't go that. I would just go, it's like a TV movie, because I don't think they would do something about people getting castrated as an after school special.
Well, probably not, but it's almost that quality with some extra violence thrown in there.
So, I don't know. But
Diana Scarwood was in it, and the girl from The Initiation.
Yeah, the girl from Initiation. But anyway, it's supposed to be taken seriously, but when you say rape 50 million times, I just can't. It just goes overboard.
Steve starts becoming numb to the point.
I was just talking about rape with Dana, like every time, you know, something rape.
Steve was talking about that other movie we watched.
I got like two movies called Rape, and then the one
I went around asking people, what do you think of rape?
No comment. Like, I'm all for it, but...
Yeah, what idiot's gonna say that?
But anyway, I guess since the last movie, just to talk about something, a movie was coming, it's coming out, I can't remember when, but it's called Death of America, and it's just like...
I thought it was Killing
Them. Yeah, you're right, Killing Them America. And it's like a Mondo kind of movie.
Faces of Death, only not quite as explicit as Faces of Death.
But I started watching last night, but it's a lot of stock footage of all the different serial killers and shootings and stuff.
What did this come out, 82?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's coming out on Blu-ray, and I thought, well, I'll just see if I can find it. So I found it.
It ends with John Lennon's assassination
and they go over, and there's a few of them that, you know, that were in the 70s that I'd never heard about, and then there was
a lot of those things that I hadn't heard about,
and they go over Manson, they go over
Bundy,
the Jason. Sniper in Austin, and Gacy, Ted Bundy, I think, and there's a bunch of them, so can't say much other than, you know, it's, I know that there's supposed to be a little bit more of a harder version coming out on Blu-ray, so it was okay, but I mean,
I don't know, I got depressed about,
you know, it's not what I want to watch on a Sunday afternoon, but you know,
it's not your feel-good movie.
I usually watch Aliens or something, or Bigfoot documentaries, but
we did watch a Bruce Lee movie.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
While we were having our
Exit the Dragon or Exit the Dragon, Enter the Tiger, which I unfortunately as it went on, I kept on going, I done seen this, and I was like, crap. But
yeah, I thought we had seen it.
But anyway, so I guess we're stop yapping, and we'll be back again sometime. Rape.
Yes, sir, Reed. I want to tell you something. Everybody's got to remember to put that speaker back on the post when they leave the theater. Anyone caught stealing a speaker will be prosecuted. I can't imagine why anybody would want to steal one of our speakers, but some people do, and I guess they use them as car radio speakers. I want each and every one of you to drive safely when you go home tonight, but make sure you put the speakers back on the post when you get through, all right? Enjoy yourself.
In this book are collected all the prophecies of Abraham, handed down from generation to generation over more than 4,000 years.
Oh.